Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and this week's episode is going to be interesting because I'm talking about financial PTSD. At the time of this post, or rather this show, there's yet again another looming U.S. government shutdown. No lies told, the last one left me feeling some sort of way, and it wasn't positive. Basically, it really left me feeling stressed, anxious, and scared. But I will say this, before I get into this episode, this is not a political episode. I'm not going to talk about the politics of the shutdown. I'm going to talk about what the shutdown made me feel, remember, and just kind of the feelings connected to situations out of my control, financial situations out of my control that trigger what I felt in the past when my money was funny and I wasn't laughing. I will also say that this is an unedited episode, so if you hear more things like that, that's why. Okay, and the other thing about financial PTSD as I talk through this episode is I kind of think about it the same way that I do, say, a person who's gone through a very transformative weight loss journey or a person who had a really scary experience at some point in their life and they're doing better now, but there are things that just will affect them in a way that they least expect when they least expect. And so that's kind of where I'm going with this whole idea of financial PTSD. All right. So thank you so much for joining the show. I'm your host again, Michelle Jackson, helping financially single women one conversation at a time. This episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Financial Retreat for financially single women. Please note, early bird tickets end on February 28th. Make sure to get your tickets now. In order to access the show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/financial PTSD. I would like to introduce myself properly. Hi, my name is Michelle Jackson, and I have financial PTSD. While I don't live in constant financial fear anymore, there are definitely moments that trigger the emotions and physical memories of past financial stressors. The government shutdown was one such stressor recently. Watching the stories of people who were completely broke, working hard, and then many of whom were required to work unpaid was really upsetting to me, disturbing, and just, it made me livid, and it was too much. It really, the situation overwhelmed me emotionally. And then it pushed me over the edge. I got pissed. The thing is, I've had the experience of employers messing with my money. When I was helping my mom out during the Starbucks and graduate school years, I remember picking up a side hustle to kind of like try to get more money coming in, just try to get ahead of the month and expenses and stress. And I'm working at this little retail shop, and I picked it because the shop was cute. It was in a good location, fun work. But I soon discovered that the person who owned the business was basically like floating the money. And you're probably wondering, well, like, how did you figure that out? Well, I'm going to tell you. So basically that person would say that the checks were on the way or they were in the mail, you know, when it was time to get paid. So she started just always being a little late to pay. And the thing was, at the time, it was kind of hard to find side hustles. It wasn't as easy as it could have been. I think we were in a recession in the state. So it was just kind of hard to get side hustles and extra work. So I was really excited to even get that job. And so I was a little more tolerant of those excuses in a way that nowadays I would not be. I just wouldn't put up with it. Anyway, I've had other employers also place unreasonable expectations on me and not even reciprocate with things I felt were reasonable within the context of being hired for a job, like PTO, raises over 3%, or performance reviews that were above mediocre because they weren't allowed to score employers above a certain percentage for performance. So there's this thing where people will do, like employers will do a performance review, but you can never go over a certain level of performance. Like you can never be an A+. Similar to actually never being an A+ in colleges, like that doesn't exist. So it was frustrating when I would work my butt off and then I would have a colleague be out for weeks at a time. Like this person would call in and they would just be gone. And then it was crazy. Like I can't even begin to express and explain how crazy some of the stuff was at some of my jobs, because I would have colleagues who would just get away with everything. And I would be there like all the time and working and like knowing everything and training everyone. And I was just like, this is so wrong. Like, why is it that this other person can conduct themselves in this way? And I'm just scrambling and hoping to get raises and you shaft me. Like, what the hell? So it was just so upsetting. And watching these poor people go to work, be told to go to work unpaid, pissed me off. The thing is, when you walk outside your door, you are hit with spending choices. Do I take the bus? Do I take the light rail? Do I take a Lyft? Do I have to take my kids to school? Do I have to take my kids to childcare? Does my dog need to go to the vet? Do I need to go to the dentist? Would I like a cup of coffee? Should I bring food? Do I have food to bring? I mean, the list is endless. So to require people to go to work and not pay them and expect them to manage that is just unbelievable to me. And it just upset me so much. And it upset me in a way that was different than I expected, because it also reminded me of just being completely at the mercy of other people financially. Like right now I work for myself, and if I don't work enough, I don't get paid. Or if certain things don't happen, I don't get paid. Like I am to blame typically for what's going on with me. And I'm okay with that. Like I'm my boss, but I'm not okay with other people messing around with my money. I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with other people saying that I have to do a thing and not be compensated for that thing because they have some squabble that they're going through. So it was so upsetting for me to watch this. It was so upsetting for me to hear the stories. It was so upsetting to hear like the feedback from other people. And it just, everything just pissed me off. And the thing that was really interesting was that I'm trying to figure out why people still think that government jobs are secure. They're not secure. They haven't been secure for many, many years. The economy is changing. How we do business is changing. Anyone working for the U.S. Postal Service should be on alert and like just putting money away. And there have been government shutdowns since the 1980s. I actually looked into it. I was like, is this like a recent thing or has this been going on? And then I was like in the dark recesses of my mind thinking, you know, this has been going on and off for a while. So this isn't new. And I guess what I'm saying is a couple of things. Your job's not secure. Your job is not secure. And what that means is you have to take actions in order to make sure that you are secure. And that was the only way for me that I was able to change my situation in terms of bettering my finances, paying off debt. Am I completely there yet? No, but I'm a lot closer than before. And I hope that people listening to this understand that I'm a person who's really empathetic to the situations that a lot of people found themselves in. I am not one to judge. There's no shade coming for me because I have walked in your shoes. And the thing is, because I understand that jobs in general are not secure. I want you to consider, what is it you can do to make sure that you are okay and that you're not put in the situation again where if, you know, two factions are fighting over some bull that you're still eating. I was just so triggered by the whole thing. And I hate to use the word triggered because it's so annoying, but that's the best way to say it. I'll wrap it up with this. This is a short episode. I do want to say there were things that I've done to really manage the stress and manage how I experience these moments, especially because in the next couple of days, we might have yet another government shutdown. The clock is ticking. And I don't work for the government, but I know people who do. And even if I didn't, I care about how they are doing. I care that they're going to be okay. And this is not okay. So these are the things that I've done to kind of manage the PTSD, the stress, the things outside of my control so that I'm not debilitated by these situations as I observe them. So the first thing is I acknowledge that there will be situations that I find financially upsetting and that will remind me of stressful times in my personal and financial life. When these moments happen, I try to really remain calm and focus on what I can actually control. I'm clear about the fact that I will have to work on money mindset every single day for the rest of my life. I'm one of those people that I have to work on it every single day. There's some people who just are really confident and sure and feel very in the zone with their money. I'm going to be one of those people who's going to have to work on it every day. It just is what it is. I'm mindful to remain empathetic when other people share their financial stories because, again, who am I to judge? Whenever possible, I focus on helping others, which really empowers me and is also helpful to society and to other people. I do wonder, have you ever experienced financial PTSD as well? How does it kind of manifest in you? For me, it creates extreme anxiety. I actually kind of detach, I detach. And I get very depressed. That happened last summer. It'd been a while since it'd been that bad. And so this year, part of what I'm doing is really focusing on earning more money because that's the only thing I can control. And finally, I get migraines or panic attacks, serious, this is what happens. I share this because even though I'm a personal finance blogger, I'm a human being first. A couple of weeks ago, I shared a podcast episode about the need for more empathy in the personal finance space. There is a reason that I am empathetic to the needs, struggles, and cares of the women and some men, because some men do read and follow my blog and listen to the show. In the next couple of days, we may experience another shutdown. And honestly, I'm just going to have to be very focused on my wellness. And I urge you to do the same. It may be that even though you're supportive of other people and supportive of people who are experiencing whatever is happening, you might have to turn the TV off. You might have to stay away from social media, whatever it is you need to do so that you don't get overwhelmed by the situation. And work, at a side hustle or something that is outside of what your main 9-to-5 is. Thanks so much for listening to this unedited show. make sure you join from blogger to author live challenge starting on Sunday, February 17th. Basically, it's 5 days of live meetings where we will walk through different actions you need to take to write your first nonfiction or fiction book. You can text the following phrase, blogger to author, to 44222 to get on the list. Basically, by being live, I'm going to have Zoom meetings for 5 days in a row, and we're going to just kind of walk through what you need to do. You can ask me questions and just get into writing those first books. Thank you so much for listening to this. This has been on my mind. I think I was really upset, and still I am about what's going on. But again, focus on what you can control. This is all I can control. And I wish you well. Interviews with other influencers will be returning. So make sure to keep posted for that. If you like the show, make sure to subscribe. And I wish you a beautiful day.